Here we go. Where do you want to start with?
It's a mess.
A mess.
Trash Talkin' Tuesday.
Dirty mud.
Getting dragged through the mud.
Brought to you by Florence Recycling.
It's time to clean it up.
Satisfaction guaranteed or double your trash back. This is Trash Talkin' Tuesday. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It is 8:08. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Welcome. A golden age of America begins. Optimistic, upbeat speech. Back to some basic fundamentals, yet pushing forward. As far forward as launching from Mars. Yeah. Now, the president just, he laid it all out there, and I can imagine. Well, I could see the faces of, you know, Joe Biden and Jill and Hillary and
yeah.
Kamala, and yeah, I don't think they were very happy.
Well, even on that last segment, though, you had, because of several of them that you mentioned, including Biden, Harris, and a couple of them, how do you not acknowledge helping to make Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream come true? They sat there and ignored that, even when some of the other ones around them were standing and applauding.
It goes against the fake storyline that they have that, you know, somehow Trump is a racist. Mm-hmm. And remember, that started a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it had been diminished over time by, you know, many black people who've come forward and said, that's not true. I've dealt with him for years. We had Herschel Walker on the air several times, former Georgia football player and outstanding human being, and said, I've known Donald Trump for 40 years. He's not racist at all.
Right.
But, yeah, anything that goes against that. Well, look, the message is out. The message is clear. When Trump talks about make America great again, he really means for everybody. Mm-hmm. Because before COVID hit, it was benefiting everybody, with the best numbers to date for black and Hispanic employment. So, yeah, I mean, when he talks about MLK, it's the real deal. He wants everyone to win. Well, look, if you want to steal a page out of the Democrat playbook from 60 years ago, John F. Kennedy was the guy that said, you know, a rising tide lifts all ships. And he believed in cutting taxes to promote economic growth. And somewhere the Democrats went off the path. And while doing so, they kept screaming at how radical the right was becoming when all we were doing was cruising right down pretty much the center. And the further left they went, the more they called us names. Homophobes, you this, you that. We're like, no, we're right in the middle where we were before, just right of center.
They went off the path like an Oldsmobile off a bridge.
Yeah, with no guardrails.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Adam Shifty Schiff. He was on MSNBC last night in between tears and whatever else they were doing.
He's a mess.
And host Jen Psaki.
Ugh, little red.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
So where is Corinne Jean-Pierre going to end up? Do you know anything about that one?
No, you know, I haven't seen her name pop up anywhere. But, you know, she'll have to end up kind of like Jen does on one of those networks or some little network somewhere, just kind of spouting
But they
her
wonder,
stuff.
Yeah, and they wonder why their ratings continue to tumble. Anyway,
yeah.
Jen Psaki said, and this is to Shifty Shift, I just have to start. I mean, in the last hour, Donald Trump was in the Oval Office, which I see as a choice, and just pardoned 1,500 people convicted for the attack on our Capitol. You did so much important work on the January 6th committee.
Oh,
suck, up, suck up, suck up, suck
yep.
up. You never held back. Kiss butt, kiss butt. In talking about the impact of this on our country, what's going through your head right now? Now, remember, he came, what, within inches of destroying democracy?
Mm.
Isn't that how they... So how ironic it is that he literally saved democracy, didn't he? He literally saved it. It's exactly the opposite of what they said. And so Adam Schiff, of course, being who he is,
Yeah.
He said, it's obscene. It's a grotesque display of his new power as president to pardon these 1,500 or 1,600 people, which I have to imagine includes people that committed violent assaults on law enforcement. It certainly includes, apparently, one of the leaders of the Proud Boys, rather fitting. Sadly, that among his very first acts in office, to give a pardon to a white nationalist leader like that. He added, so hard to imagine that we are sitting in the Capitol, the site of that attack, and hours later, the man who incited that attack pardons the people who participated in that attack. It really is a terrible way to begin, but not a surprising way to begin the new administration.
Wow.
I used to get upset when he would say things because he was so wrong on everything, and he lied. Remember, he had a mountain of evidence against Trump, but never produced one word. No. Not one.
No.
But Clay, I've got all kinds of evidence.
Never saw it.
I mean, the guy is pathological and is lying.
Yeah. I got a question for you, though.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're going to go after people who, you know, that he doesn't like that are being pardoned, what about, you know, wasn't it kind of a pardon when you've got Kamala Harris and her folks just kind of helping, you know, post bail for people who were attacking police officers, burning down a police station? I mean, isn't that in sense a pardon?
Ooh, there's that. And there's also President Biden preemptively pardoning General Milley, Anthony Fauci, January 6th committee members, family members at the very last moment. Wait. Let's hear from Adam Schiff and see if he thought that was obscene and grotesque. No, other than Jiminy, not a peep.
Not a word.
Very interesting.
Hypocrisy, line on line two.
I just...
And it is amazing.
Well, this is a perfect case of, really, you people in California? He went from somebody who didn't belong in Congress, had he didn't belong there. And he ran for Senate and won. It's talk about disgusting and grotesque.
Yes. And, of course, the libs of the past. So concerned that Donald Trump might pardon his family members. But no, I don't believe that happened. But
and if he did, that would be the worst thing ever. Yeah, now, look, they can't help themselves.
Yeah.
Good morning and welcome. It is 8:15. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. The Bob Rose Show podcast available wherever you normally download your podcast. Just click on subscribe and you will never miss a minute of the show. Coming up, we'll give you the latest weather updates. Look, we've got some wet roads right now, but this time tomorrow morning, they could be icy. So it's very important that you stay tuned. We'll talk about that. Some school closures already. And all that is coming your way next on 97.3 The Sky.
From the election,
we begin a brand new day,
to the swearing-in of Donald Trump,
we have an incredible once-in-a-generation opportunity.
History happens here.
A new America on The Sky.
It's vital.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
What? Did he say G-O-D?
Capital G.
Oh!
Yeah.
My goodness. Good morning and welcome. 8:20 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top story, the weather. This morning, I think we're going to be okay, but be careful. There are some wet roads, but the temperatures aren't low enough to create ice. So tomorrow, all of that could change, and that's why I'm asking you to keep a kind of a special eye or ear on it, and we'll pay attention to it, and we'll be talking about it in the morning. Already we know tomorrow, Levy, Gilchrist, and Dixie County schools closed. Alachua County is going to make a decision later on today. I believe Marion County is in the same scenario, and they've already canceled after-school activities for today. I guess it's great for Ohio State. So if you're a Buckeye, congratulations, winning a national championship 34-23 over Notre Dame. Being from Michigan, it's part of my DNA. Mm-hmm. You just cannot.
So you can't help yourself.
You're not allowed to like Ohio State. But I can be honest and say they've had a great team all year long, except when my Michigan team beat them up. But no, they've had a great team all year, and they get great athletes. I think if I'm not mistaken, they might have one of like the highest dollar count for the NIL. Name, image, likeness, yeah, paying really. Players, portal, yeah. all that. Yeah.
Really?
And guess who was on the list, I think, for the next season? I think the Gators were supposed to be in the top three.
Really?
We'll That's see.
Yeah, cool.
But look, that's, you know, it's so typical for the NCAA. You know, for years they were like up and down people's backsides, worrying if some kid was given $20 to go get a burger that plays on the team.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you know, years previous, it's like you get a brand new car if you play for maybe some other teams in the Southeast Conference. I won't mention any names, but and they went from that to where, you know, you couldn't even get any sort of a stipend. And that's all I thought they were really going to fight for. And the stipend could have been nice if you think about the dollars they're spending now, dividing it up. But no, they went way too far the other way, and it's going to have too much of an impact. I mean, look, good for the players that are going to sort of cash in on it, I guess. You know, I guess from their perspective, it could be good, but... Yeah, if you'd spread it out, made the amount, just make it like a stipend, and you know,
right.
And that way, you know, if their parents are, you know, in tough straits, they don't have to worry about gas money going back home or whatever the incidentals and the things that, you know, you might need. That's not part of that, you know, the scholarship dollars. But anyway, it is the cat's out of the bag now, or the toothpaste out of the tube. We can't. I guess we won't get it back in there, but. Yeah, it was a pretty good game, I have to say, except for the third quarter for Notre Dame. That's when Ohio State started to put on some puts points on that board. All right. President Trump, what a great speech yesterday. I just thought he had the right tone. In fact, he might have been a little too mellow, if you will, but maybe that was the tone he was looking for, because his words... That's the most important thing.
Yeah.
And everything he said goes right along with what he has said all along. I'm going to put Americans first.
Mm-hmm.
And that would sound so like a cliche if we hadn't just lived through 4 years of an administration that put America and Americans last.
You sound like you expect the president to put Americans first or something, Bob. Like there's an expectation on your part.
I always sort of thought in my naive own mind as a, you know, rah-rah, go America kind of guy.
Yeah.
That, yeah, everybody has their different ways and maybe which they think they want to get from point A to point B. But wasn't point B kind of, you know, where all Americans have a good opportunity?
Right.
The, you know, an economy that can make it so that people can strive and sort of get ahead, if you will. Maybe the American dream, what their version of that may be, home ownership or whatever, start a business, all of those great things. I thought, you know, Republicans and Democrats were all rooting for the same thing. And I think for many years they were. But man, the divide, and it's definitely happened over the latter half of my lifetime as an adult. You have seen this divide where, I mean, it's clear. You can't say you're putting America first when you're opening the borders wide open. You can't say you're putting America first when the people in North Carolina are basically left out in the cold while you're so busy sending money and weapons to Ukraine, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
And a microcosm of that would be Los Angeles and how they have handled funds. You know, they had billions back in like about 4 years ago, I think they spent $11 billion on green things, green stuff.
Mm-hmm.
$11 billion is a lot of money.
Yeah.
Did they build any of the reservoirs that they were already supposed to do 6 years previous? No, they didn't. Did they solidify the fire department and all that? No. I read a story literally from almost exactly 3 years ago in a magazine. And every problem that they highlighted still exists today. In other words, you'd think just by happenstance, you know, just by throwing darts at balloons on a board, that they would have hit some of the issues to help mitigate the risk of these firestorms. But no, they hadn't done anything. It's one of those you scratch your head and you're like, the people in California, you keep voting for these people. And they literally, like, you know, used to say, yeah, they're going to ruin your lives. It's like, they're literally destroying your lives in front of your very eyes. Do you see what is taking place? Are you going to finally make that shift in your mentality to rely more on logic instead of emotional pins and needles that they put you on? Oh, better not do that. Better not say that. Walk on an eggshell. No, I'd say protect my daggone house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're trying to get some water flow. It's like, how much water can those little smelt things suck down?
Wow.
And start eating them.
They're very small.
That's fine. Yeah. So are slugs and so are...
Okay, point well made.
Escargot.
Yeah, it's point well made.
Escargot.
Yes.
Give me some escargot. Give me a double order, man. It is 828, it's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. Military back pay and restoration because they stood strong against the COVID mandate. Yep, the president said it in his speech. More on all of that coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Is Sky News.
For the nomination of Pam Bondi.
We have got to work together to make America safe again.
Trending stories.
Marco Rubio, State Department.
And why they matter.
Strong America engaged in the world.
North Central Florida's news station.
A ceasefire deal has been reached between Israel and Hamas.
Our Attorney General, Ashley Moody, will serve as our next U.S. Senator.
I'm ready to show up and fight for this nation.
On air and everywhere on the Odyssey app. News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Talking Tuesday.
What's going on with America?
Because everyone knows it's ridiculous.
You got game? Game?
It's a mess.
Here we go. What do you want to start with?
Brought to you by Florence Recycling.
It's time to clean it up.
Satisfaction guaranteed or double your trash back. This is Trash Talking Tuesday. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
I mean, they kill Americans, you know, with fentanyl. I mean, what else are you going to do? 8:35 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And good Trash Talking Tuesday to you. Thanks to Florence Recycling. We'll get into that more. And some of these Latin American nations, you know, what are they hearing and how are they reacting to this? You know, the folks that are going to be returned at their front doorstep. First, though, the big story around here is the weather. And for a lot of folks, like, yeah, it gets cold sometimes, January, February. Yeah, we bundle up. We get through it. It's not a big deal. It becomes a big deal when you have the idea of the possibility, and a pretty strong possibility, that we could end up with some icy roads at some point tomorrow. Okay? Today, we're in pretty good shape. We've had some light rains, but the temperature stayed high enough to where it's not a problem. But this time tomorrow, there will still be warnings and watches and all of that in effect until about midday. And that's why some schools have been proactive. Levy, Gilchrist, Dixie County, they are closed tomorrow. And Marion and Alachua, they'll make a decision later on. After school activities are definitely off for Marion County later today. That's off. And we'll keep you up to speed with that. But, yeah, I mean, here's the deal. We're going to get these temperatures that are going to plunge down below 30 in many areas and for an extended period of time. And if you have any kind of moisture in the air at all, it'll come down in the form of snow or freezing rain, or it could come down as rain and freeze up on road surfaces. It's a very, very dangerous proposition, and ones that, you know, in the South, and I mean the southeastern United States, are generally not very well prepared for, and certainly not in Florida.
No.
So the best thing to do is err on the side of safety and caution, and we'll be on the air in the morning starting at 6 a.m. So if your commute takes place anytime, you know, after that, then make sure you're listening, and we'll keep you up to speed with what's going on. But remember, things can change fairly rapidly. You know, temperatures can drop. There's areas where you could be driving, and then all of a sudden, you see the signs. Bridge may freeze up before road surfaces.
They always do.
So
yep.
These are the kind of things that, yeah, as we're traveling up north, we're like, yeah, I'm glad I'm not experiencing that. You know, that's why I live in Florida.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, yeah, hello.
Well.
I think most of this weather, I pretty much am blaming Donald Trump for.
Really? How's that?
Well, because so many people on the left said, after he stepped down after his first
right
4 years, they said, him, president again? No. First, we'll see hell freezing over. And here we are.
Yes.
What do these countries think about us getting tough and sending people back? The governments of 10 Latin American nations express concern. I like that.
Yeah, concern.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I've got fear in one eye and concern in the other.
Yeah, you send us all your criminals and your concerns, right?
Well, yeah, because they don't want them back.
Exactly.
Last week, foreign ministers, representatives of Belize, Brazil, Colombia, Cuba, El Salvador, Guatemala, Haiti, Honduras, Mexico, Venezuela, gathered in Mexico City for a meeting on human mobility on the northern route of the continent, a joint initiative of the far-left presidents of Mexico, Claudia Sheinbaum, and Honduras' Castro. According to the Mexican government, which served as a gathering host, the meeting sought to discuss actions aimed at protecting the human rights of migrants, preventing abuse and mistreatment, managing regular, safe, and orderly migration from a humanitarian perspective. Sounds like it's all about, when they say, is immigrant the right term when you're actually shipping them out?
And did they have any of those concerns when they were on their way here? Were they protected and safe, especially the women and children?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so.
No, because...
Now they're concerned.
Well, it's impossible to protect those people when it's an onslaught the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, why don't they get together? Hopefully, they'll be getting together and figure out, how they're going to... bring mm-hmm. their people back, allow us to land planes and drop people off. And remember, there's still a lot of leverage to work.
Right.
And that would be the dollars that we send. I believe we give to all these, the 10 countries I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you there's foreign aid going to all of them.
Oh, yeah.
You know what Trump's going to do. Either want the foreign aid or you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do, you get the people back.
Right.
If you don't want the people back... Man. We'll spend that money somewhere else.
At home.
Yeah. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and Roy, good morning.
Well, on top of everything else, you can also turn around and blame Trump for the climate change because it's freezing now.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Look what he brought in. Look what he brought us.
Yep. It is. This is weather you definitely want to pay attention to, especially in the early morning hours. Beginning tomorrow morning.
Yeah, because we were talking off air that right now the ground is not frozen. It is above freezing because we've had above freezing temps. You get some of that dropping tonight, and you mentioned those bridges. I'm as soon as you said that, I'm like envisioning, some of the ones in outlying areas between the towns, and you've got quite a few, and yeah, they will ice up in a hurry. They really will.
Reminds me of a song.
Really?
Slip sliding away.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the only difference is you might slide for a long ways, not just a short way. Like
that is a weird
Paul
feeling
Simon
for those
would.
Who've never lived anywhere. You and I know what driving on black ice is like, where the brakes don't work, steering doesn't
Man,
work.
Man, Trump's president. We ain't getting into the racial stuff, Greg.
There's no racial ice going on here.
There's no black.
No.
Black ice.
It has no color, but it's still really slick.
Well, I guess it is black if it's up against the dark pavement.
Well, and what people don't realize, it is such a thin layer. It's not like driving on an inch of ice. It's a total opposite of that. It's like if you just misted something and it freezes immediately, you're not even touching the blacktop of the concrete.
It's almost like a Teflon coating, except not in a good way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Except you're in the frying pan.
Yes.
Yeah.
So be careful out there tomorrow morning.
Joel Pollack, interesting piece. He writes, President Barack Obama was first inaugurated January of 2009 on a Tuesday, the day after MLK Jr. Day was observed. observed there was an obvious connection to draw between the holiday celebrating the legendary civil rights leader and the inauguration of the first black president, a symbol of how far the country has come. Donald Trump's second inauguration has fallen exactly on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and that, too, has a profound meaning. Trump's victory over Vice President Kamala Harris, who would have been the first black female president, is a sign that the United States has truly overcome both race and gender to the point to where it is no longer important to choose a president based on historic firsts. But rather,
yes,
based on who would be best for the country.
You mean merit-based, not color chart?
Yes.
Wow.
A meritocracy. A meritocracy. You know what I mean.
Yeah, that.
To borrow from Martin Luther King's famous dictum, the electorate chose Trump based not on the color of his skin, but on the content of his character.
Wow, oh, I love it.
And there's certain things that you know are triggers for the left.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're gonna try to handle this. They probably hid from all of the inauguration type, you know, festivities that were going on. They hid away. They're quiet about it, but they're gonna come back in dribs and drabs.
Yes, they will.
And there is gonna be things that are said that's just going to trigger them.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to, when you mention God, they're going to go crazy. This guy is married, and he was hanging out with Stormy Daniels, and all. They'll go crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Over that. Then they'll go, he's a first felonist in the White House. And mm-hmm. They'll go crazy over that.
Yeah.
Just tell them that God calls the unqualified, and that pretty much falls in line with everything that's in the good book, stories of salvation, redemption, and it can be done. I believe that it has been done. Now it's up to the rest of us to push that process forward, to hold our senators and congresspeople accountable, and to get things done. Trump's doing his part. He already rescinded 78 of Biden's executive actions. He did that with stroke of a pen. Yep. And on the border, he's hard at work changing those policies, and the ones that he could have changed via executive order, he has. So we've got that going on. Lo and behold, he has determined that there are only two genders in official policy of the U.S. government. Only two genders, male
really?
And female. Yep, I know. It's crazy.
Wow.
Again, there's your trigger.
Yeah.
Sorry, lefties.
Whoops.
Yeah. Now go take your little blood pressure meds or puff on your weed, whatever you do.
Yeah.
It is 8:46 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. The Bob Rose Show, available on podcast. You can get that on the Audacy app, AUDACY, or wherever you normally download your podcast. Just click on subscribe, and you'll never miss a minute of the Bob Rose Show.
The Sean Hannity Show.
You know, everybody on fake news CNN hates Trump.
Afternoons at 3.
Yet one thing they've not been able to accomplish, separating Donald Trump from the base that no other political candidate has.
On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Oh. The internet, technology.
Oh, you hate that.
Comes to bite.
Yes, it does.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. It's 8:51, 9 minutes till 9 o'clock. Greg Cassidy is here, of course. We appreciate you listening. We appreciate you being around and spending some time with us. In all the hectic activities and things that have been going on with the inauguration and, of course, events tied to Martin Luther King Jr. Day, didn't want to lose sight of one of our, you know, basically, we'll call him a friend because he was so good on coming on the air on a regular basis, Congressman Mike Waltz. He resigned officially from the House yesterday as he prepares to join President Trump's cabinet as National Security Advisor. Pretty important position. And so congratulations to Mike Waltz, now the NSA mm-hmm. director. And he has just always been just a great guy. This guy's a Green Beret. This guy has served his nation in so many different ways, and now he's going to serve at a very high level.
That's awesome.
And
we like him.
Yeah, we do. And I'm very happy for him. And I just, not just because, you know, he's been on the show many times, but I just think he's a phenomenal pick.
Well, you know, say that I'm seeing a pattern here of just how many these ongoing successes of these people that are former Bob Rose Show guests. I mean, they are just moving up the ladder, you know, just an observation.
What we are is we act as a complete polarization against the whole idea of Florida man.
Okay.
You know,
right.
The dumb Florida person.
Right.
We're the antithesis of that, Greg.
Oh.
We bring the greatness, help to bring the greatness forward.
So it comes forward, they move up, we all win.
Yep.
I like it.
Yeah. The position of National Security Advisor, not subject to Senate confirmation. So he's basically in the cabinet right now.
Cool.
Trump announced Walt's appointment on November 11. He had served in the House since 2019 from the 6th Congressional District here in Florida as a member of the House Armed Services, Foreign Affairs, and Intelligence Committees. Perfect kind of a run-up to his position, if you will. And Trump has called Walz an expert on the threats posed by China, Russia, Iran, and global terrorism, as well as a champion of my America First foreign policy agenda, and will be a tremendous champion of our pursuit of peace through strength. And Walz, according to The Hill here, has consistently taken a hawkish position toward China, backed Israel's war on Hamas, expressed concern that President Biden's strategy in Ukraine risks escalation with Russia. He also said Greenland, which Trump has expressed interest in acquiring, is important for national security. Yeah. I mean, so far, everything that's been reported on the guy is good, and it appears his positions are perfectly aligned with President Trump's. And he had spoke about this before. He said, this is about critical minerals. This is about natural resources. He's referring to Greenland and how important it is for us to form some sort of a relationship with them, or Denmark, as it might be. But anyway, this is about, as polar ice caps pull back, the Chinese are now cranking out icebreakers and pushing up there as well. So it's oil and gas. It's our national security. It's critical minerals. So, you know, he put it all together. And he also said, you know, now we're going to have a Reagan moment. And this is when he was asked about the return of hostages. He said, in referencing the 79 Iranian hostage crisis, we're going to have President Trump being sworn in as hostages are coming out alive. That's something we should all celebrate indeed. And hopefully we'll get more information that will tell us just that. Recently unveiled portrait of retired General Mark Milley was taken down at the Pentagon just 2 hours after President Trump was sworn into office for the second time. Milley, who was preemptively pardoned by former President Joe Biden just hours before his presidential term came to an end on Monday, apparently had his recently unveiled portrait removed at the Pentagon.
Ooh. I like it.
A U.S. official said the White House, quote unquote, ordered the removal of the portrait but declined to provide any further details. Milley left behind a military that is less trusted than when he first became the chairman and facing a historic recruitment crisis. Moreover, he repeatedly injected himself into politics during his service as chairman, an unprecedented move, as a position of chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is viewed as apolitical. That's right. Not him. Mm-hmm. He had to have an agenda.
Oh, yeah.
Milley also turned on Trump after he was criticized by the media for walking with the 45th president in a show of strength after Black Lives Matter's rioters set fire to a historic church at Lafayette Park. He publicly apologized for appearing with Trump and sat for a number of interviews with book authors who revealed Milley had acted to undermine the president's authority after the 2020 election while the government prepared for the then incoming Biden administration. Yeah. All right. Good riddance.
See ya.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Senate did pass an important act. I'll share that information with you. Coming up on the Bob Rose Show as we head straight into the 9 o'clock stretch. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here on a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. And you're listening to us on 97.3 The Sky.
This is Sky News.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
Trending stories.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
And why they matter.
From this moment on, America's decline is over.
Updates every 30 minutes. Breaking news at once.
I was saved by God to make America great again.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.